Hello, my name is Lauren Smith. I'm currently 20 years old. I attend Emerson College in Boston, Massachusetts, and my major is visual media arts production with a minor in entrepreneurship, and my graduating year is 2019. I chose to go to a predominantly white institution because Emerson's very big on like communications and film, which is what I want to get into one day. My freshman year, I was very taken back by how many white people there were on campus. And in many of my classes, I was the only black girl. You know, being black and being the only black girl, our experiences were very different from, say, somebody who is white. Many people at my school come from places like Vermont or New Hampshire or Rhode Island, and a lot of them have been in high schools where there was basically like no black people. So a lot of people don't know sometimes what to say to somebody that's, of a different race, or they have very different views because of the way that they were raised. There was an issue on my campus regarding a girl in social media and how she posted something about a candidate who she liked, and she received a lot of backlash for it, which sparked a whole kind of social media uproar at my school, and we ended up having a conversation about color on campus and politics and who should be able to speak up, who shouldn't. And it was really nice actually because we were all able to come together as a huge collective group. You know, it was put on by the BSA at my school, but we strongly encouraged, many white students to come. And it was a majority of just the black students who came out, but there were a few white students who did come out, and we were able to have a conversation and be able to talk and communicate about how we feel. I feel like that's really important to have at a PWI because it's all about people coming together, especially the black students on campus. It's about really coming together and sticking up for each other, especially in some of my classes. A lot of times the white males will kind of try to just take over or kind of just like be more controlling or more show-offy in class. So I know how to do this, that, and the third. So it kind of makes you feel a little bit insecure about yourself. But just having other people, other black students as well, like in those classes or, in your group of friends, you're able to talk about it, like, oh, this is how I felt in my class. So and so did this, that, and the other. Like, can you help me? Because I don't know how to feel. If you don't feel comfortable, if you don't feel like someone's treating you right at your school because of your race, I feel like it's very important to let people know what's going on. Because if you don't say anything, then how are people supposed to fix it? Or how is it supposed to be, noticed and talked about and recognized? So my freshman year definitely taught me that I need to speak up. I shouldn't let other people just walk all over me, and that I am smart and that I am there because I do have talent and because I want to do well. Just because I might not be the same race as a majority of the people who are there doesn't mean that I'm at the wrong school or that it's, the wrong place for me. Like, no, I'm there and I know what I want to do and I know what I want to accomplish. And that's what I'm gonna do. I feel like I did make the right decision by going to Emerson because I am learning so much. And even though there are sometimes little racial difficulties, I feel like they're not, big enough to kind of set me back in any way. I still continue to thrive and I go to my classes, and I feel like that's what school's really about.
This story was produced by Kayla Smith, an 18-year-old freshman at Spelman College. For more teen-created content, visit voxatl.com.